Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him, crying out,
"Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me! My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession."
Jesus did not answer a word. So his disciples came to him and urged him,
"Send her away, for she keeps crying out after us."
He answered,
"I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel."
The woman came and knelt before him.
"Lord, help me,"
she said. He replied,
"It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs."
"Yes, Lord,"
she said.
"But even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table."
Then Jesus answered,
"Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted."
And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Jesus left there and went along the Sea of Galilee. Then he went up on a mountainside and sat down. Great crowds came to him, bringing the lame, the blind, the crippled, the mute, and many others, and laid them at his feet. And he healed them. The people were amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the cripple made well, the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they praised the God of Israel. Jesus called his disciples to him and said,
"I have compassion for these people. They have already been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry, or they may collapse on the way."
His disciples answered,
"Where could we get enough bread in this remote place to feed such a crowd?"
"How many loaves do you have?"
Jesus asked.
"Seven,"
they replied.
"And a few small fish."
He told the crowd to sit down on the ground. Then he took the 7 loaves and the fish, and when he had given thanks, he broke them and gave them to the disciples, and they in turn to the people. They all ate and were satisfied. Afterward, the disciples picked up 7 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was 4,000, besides women and children. After Jesus had sent the crowd away, he got into the boat and went to the vicinity of Magadan.